Let There Be Speech, by Fernando Botello. Asterisk the challenge. The lack of material and accessible media in developing countries can place someone blind, such as myself, in a de facto stone age when it comes to productivity. In this context, an inexpensive PDA-type computing device can be nothing less than revolutionary for a blind student. A single device with the functionality of a talking notebook, calculator, textbook, calendar, or dictionary is particularly exciting when the alternative is having none of these. Your mission, should you accept it, is to make a computing device accessible to millions of blind kids around the world. To do this, you need to find the cheapest device capable of handling Linux, a keyboard, a speech synthesizer, and speaker or earphones. Then your GPL-licensed creativity will make people like me fundraise in order to mass-produce it. Traditional solutions such as Braille or recorded books are expensive and often inadequate substitutes for eyesight when it comes to studying or working competitively. Conventional computers using proprietary software are also not a realistic solution given an estimated blind population of over 180 million. A PC can easily cost in excess of $1,300 when hardware and commercial screen reading software is included. Finally, the gift of a proprietary solution is a gift that keeps on costing, given the constant need for expensive upgrades to both screen reading and other software. Here is where you come in. The realities of a population that is 70% to 90% unemployed require a solution that is creative, bold, and uncompromising. While this is a tough challenge, having somebody such as yourself hacking away at it gives us a realistic chance at bringing education and employment to millions of blind folk. Asterisk specs. The magnitude of the challenge requires much more than an incremental improvement on what's now available. The solution we need must cost about $200 and meet the following requirements. The device must be made entirely of mass-produced parts. The idea is to benefit from economies of scale and have easy availability of parts and software. Your solution will be used as a proof of concept. You need not worry if you plug the PDA board and a keyboard together without these being protected by a sturdy box. The real challenge is getting inexpensive hardware and open-source software to talk. Other requirements such as case, assembly, packaging, and language localization are things someone like myself can fundraise for. The hack must be entirely based on open-source software. This allows your work and that of others to add up into solutions that cannot be taken away by misguided corporate policies. It also ensures that the end user will ultimately always remain in charge of his or her device. The device must have a real keyboard. In other words, it does not have to be a full-size keyboard, but it cannot be a thumb keyboard either. End users will be blind, and a thumb keyboard will prevent them from achieving significant speed at best, and will be completely unusable at worst. The device may or may not have removable storage media such as a compact flash card, even though this would be desirable, but it must have a way of connecting to other devices. This could be via wireless means such as Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, or something as simple as an USB or IR port. The idea is that, even if surfing the internet is not possible, the student can, for example, download books or other files from the teacher's desktop machine. The device must have sufficient computing power to run a version of Linux, a screen reader, and a software speech synthesizer. Hardware speech synthesizers are expensive, reduce portability, increase power consumption, and are not as easily changed to the local language. Asterisk shoulders to stand on. Let us not reinvent the wheel. Here are some leads that might help. I am not a hacker, but I can also try to help at talking.solution at f123.org. Thanks. 1. Talking Linux kernel. http://www.linux-speakup.org/. 2. Lightweight screen reader for Linux. http://yasr.soursefort.net/. 3. Way small computers. http://www.gumsticks.org/. 4. OS speech synthesis. http://www.speech.cs.cmu.edu/festival/. 5. Desktop for the blind. http://soursefort.net/project/emacspeak/. 6. More speech synthesis. http://tcts.fpms.ac.b/synthesis/mdrola.html. 7. Free speech synthesis. http://freets.soursefort.net/docs/index.php. 8. Generic Linux for the blind page. http://leb.net/linux/. 9. Rollable portable keyboard. http://www.man-machine.com/fx100.htm. 10. Low-cost PDA. http://amidasimputer.com/spec/.